So let's commence. It's moving into the fourth section or fourth part of this manuscript, and it's called Basic Ego Comprehension, Recognizing Who Your Sweet Ego Is. I wish I were taught this in kindergarten. I wish we were taught this in kindergarten. This is one of the most off things I say. Can you imagine a world in which we all are clear, in which we all are conscious, in which love is held dear? Everybody has an ego. We were each as a baby born with one. The original purpose of the ego, it was to orient us. It is about identity, who we are in time and space. What was not anticipated when Dear Ego was created was that ego could potentially temporarily intercept God, like an eclipse. Its purpose was to calibrate us, enough awareness of both physical and non-physical realms. That is, to exist in space and time and to chart our way home. Free will, it was the mechanism by which we'd speak with God. It was to be our walkie-talkie sending up reports from Earth. More love, please, more friends, more rest. Free will was meant to do this best. Yet what was not anticipated was that the veil, it would pollute this. Imagine a flashlight shining intently into a pond of water so clear, this pure light intending to illuminate, to awaken a stone at its base. With clear water present, this light does shine through. When a veil is present, like a film of thin gasoline, it distorts the reflection. It fragments the light. And so light's reception, for it is the voice of God. Light is the voice of God. Light's reception is confused. It is warped without end when the veil is present. Amen. So the stone, we humans, we can't understand why this God, he'd be angry, why this God, he'd be tired. So we make a misassumption. We assume he is dead. We assume he is punishing us, that he is in his head. When it's us who are empty, it is us who aren't whole. It's the veil that's distorted this. Our communication's gone wrong. When this veil, it is lifted, which is happening now, God's pure glory, it will reach us, and this light, it will show that God has always loved us, that this has never ceased. It was simply a veil that made God appear deceased. And as this veil is lifted, we will all once again rejoice in God's gladness. We'll remember he, she is our friend. For without this veil's presence, nothing more to intervene. We can experience our reunion with the king and the queen. The king and queen are our sovereigns. They are our true love and pure light. These two are our beacons to fly home through the night. For when the veil's fully dissolved, which is happening thrice, duality will unfold, 'twill collapse into light. Without duality present, everything appears light. For this is the truth, everything is pure light. And so our egos, they are awakening to remember this now, that God's presence, it has been constant. Let's get on with this show. Let's remember our unity. Let's remember our love. For the showering of light beings, 'twill begin from above. We will remember them in us. We will feel them all around. They are our friends in the galaxies. Our new playmates will abound. For we are not alone here. We never have been. 'Twas the veil sealed us in here. 'Twas it that made us forget. This forgetting, 'twas like insomnia. We quite simply forgot that our playmates, they have been waiting. They want to play with us a lot. There is much fun awaiting us, much glee and much joy. The other side of our past suffering, it is more than pure joy. It is not a true balance. The dark was little, the light bright. Our egos are awakening now to remember this. There is bright light awaiting for to swallow us whole. It consumes us, envelops us. It will embrace us now. For light is our true origin. This cannot be disputed. Try, you will fail, dear. This is resolute. There is nothing outside of this. There are no more trap doors. All that ever detained us here, it is no more. Our freedom, it has arrived. We are soon to fly free. Just a simple adjustment. We must remember thee. For as our egos awaken, as they stir from their sleep, they remember God did create them for him to hear and to see. They were meant for to steer us. They were meant to keep us clear. 'Twas the veil that distracted them. There's no punishment, dear. There is nothing to repent. There has been no sin. There was simply a veil that had sealed us in. This story's near over, duality complete. Soon we'll all be in unity. We will all be replete. It is hard to imagine this when you're a small ego mind. When you couple together, memory becomes so sublime. This ampage Jesus spoke of, gather two or more in my name. For when two or more remember together, the old veil wisps away. It cannot endure truth. It cannot endure love. Like the sun, these do burn through from beneath and above. So allow your slumber to lift now, the veil removed from your eyes, and your ego will remember it was not born to die. It was born to ascend, dear, to become complete in the whole. It was born for to celebrate the complete end of the fall. It was your way of recognizing the pain that forgetfulness was in, so that you could embrace it and lift it home again. The irony in this story is that your ego forgot. It forgot what its mission was. It became like the lot. It became what it was rescuing, what it came to set free. It forgot this temporarily. Now it's beginning to see. As it sees its own victory, as it remembers love, it will complete its mission to sweep down from above. Like a superman or superwoman, like a blazing boomerang, it will lift up fallen angels. It will bring them home all at one time. It will bring them home all at one time. It will bring them home all at one time. It will bring them home all at one time. It will bring them home all at one time. There is a simple path to remember, a simple code to awake. It is the trajectory that your ego does take. Every time it encounters anything new, it arcs from familiarity, what it deems as comfort. And with some degree of resistance, it releases its known shore. It traverses a river. It arcs over a bridge. From familiarity, from comfort, temporarily without it. It must trust. It must allow itself to be carried through this. And as it arrives at its new shoreline, it is always in bliss. For your ego loves discovery. It truly does. It simply that it doubts itself. This is why it holds on. It misbelieves with uncertainty that it probably is true, that if it keeps you where it is familiar, it can assure you, that it can ensure your safety and your sanity, that you know who and where you are, and yet the counterfeit is insanity, for it keeps you so small. As your ego remembers this, that it always traverses this arc, it can confidently leave duality. It can now embark on the most splendid journey it has ever guided you on. It can arc from duality into eternity. It can turn your light on. This is its true victory, the purpose for which it was made. This is all it need remember. Your success, it is now engraved. It is engraved in the cosmos, in the ether, the air. Your success, it is now engraved everywhere. For your ego is remembering. It is the last agent to shift. That your purpose here, it is to remember light. It is to love all again. What a relief this is for dear ego, to remember its why. With this, it can remember your true identity, and thus it can dissolve the lie. For you are not a small person. You never were. You are magnificent. Of this, you can be sure. As your ego is imploded, as it is reabsorbed into soul, into God, into home once again, you will never feel separate. You will never feel small. You will be radiant. You will be imminent. You will forget the fall. This is all that you need to release. Everything. It is then gained. You'll be home in an instant. We will succeed at this play. What a masterful playwright. What a magnificent script. What incredible playmates. What amazing set. We will take it all with us like a traveling caravan. We will remember this fondly, this tour we've been on. We will create a new one without duality. We will create of the union. We will all be players of the light. We will all be players of the light. We will all be players of the light. We are all players of the light. There is one more small detail for me to share with you now. It is all in the physics. Remember this, my dear? The physics, they are simplicity. They are the simply how. This story, it does take place. Yes, they are the how. It's the physics. It is the physics that created this place. It's the physics that affect wonder. It's the physics that affect glee and grace. It's the physics that now embrace you. Just follow me. It's the physics that chart your course now. Yes, just follow me, friends. Just follow me. Just follow me, my friends. Just follow me.